It takes the same amount of energy to find a reason to do what you need to do as it does to find a reason to avoid doing it. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to talk about taking action and also the five things that will help you open up your toolbox of you and embrace the uniqueness that you are.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in living lives in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, encouraging hearts to dare big dream living and possibility pursuit, one unique little bit at a time. It takes action to get there, no matter where your there may be or what your there may include. You have to choose to take action and then continue taking the actions that are going to be necessary to get you to where you want to go. But man, it can be easy to put it off. I mean, all day, every day, 24 hours of nonstop distractions, they're just a click away. They're just around the corner. They're just a swipe beyond where you are, right? You can always find a reason to put it off. You always come up with an excuse to not do what you want to do when you either are not truly committed to what it is you want to do or you really just don't want to do it. And it's easy to come up with an excuse to do something else or to just not do anything. The most interesting thing is that finding the excuse or the reason that you need to put it off, it takes effort and energy to find those. Sometimes it takes even more effort and energy to find an excuse than it does to just do what needed to be done in the first place. And to make things worse, the longer you put off doing what you know to do, the harder it seems that it is to get started doing what you know you need to do. I knew I needed to pull weeds in the garden. It was, after all, my flower garden. I dreamed it up, I plowed it up, I planted it up, and of course every time I sent out my sons to do work in the garden without me, they dug up something that was supposed to have been there. Because, you know, to someone who's not invested in knowing the desired plants and the weeds, they can look an awful lot alike. But I had a reason. I mean, it was too cold one day. It was freezing. The ground was too hard to get anything done. And then, of course, there was that day I was too busy. You know, I had work I needed to get done, and work had to be the priority. And there was that other day that I had a school function to go to for my son and my husband. You know, family before gardening. And of course, there was that day that it was too hot outside, or it was too dry, or whatever. And of course, the yellow jackets. Let's not forget the yellow jackets. Anytime the yellow jackets show up active, nobody wants to be out there gardening because nobody wants to run into the yellow jackets. But you see how easy it can be to find an excuse or a reason? Every one of the reasons and excuses were legitimate and reasonable. But the truth is, I could have found 15 minutes of time to work in the garden if I had truly chosen to do that. Now, I'm not dealing with a few weeds in my garden so much as I am a small forest. Some of those tiny little sprouts that I could have just reached over and pulled up, they now have grown up to the point that I'm going to have to use a chainsaw and special treatments to get them out of my garden. So when you put it off, you waste more time because you waste time coming up with a reason, and then you waste time negotiating with yourself for when you're going to actually do what you know you should have been doing. And then, of course, you waste even more time because you have to deal with what grew up when you weren't doing what you knew you should have been doing. Those little bits of negatives add up to big challenges, but the same little bits could have been invested in doing what needed to be done, and it would have gotten you to where you wanted to go. You will always be able to find a reason not to do it, and you can always find a way to get it done. Choose to go, and you will get there. It is the only path that will lead you to your success. You have to make the choice to do what needs to be done. You can find a way around doing what needs to be done, but it won't get you to where you want to go. And all it does is waste time. And wasted time will never be regained. Choose to take the action right now instead of wasting moments thinking of reasons not to take the actions. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to break down the 5 steps that we need to go through to examine the toolbox of you. Hello, I'm Catherine Lang, and this is your moment of hope. There is always a reason. There is always a reason to not do what you know to do. And most of the time, the reason is good, or at least it's legitimate. But there is also always a reason to get it done. And when you choose that reason for driving forward into your purpose, you will discover that there is a way for you to get it done. It's up to you to choose your reason, and only one will get you to your desired success.
Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are living bold and in purpose. I am Catherine Lang, resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I help you break down the complicated into simple little bits that are unique to you so that you can get it done. Get started today by visiting whiteboardofworlddomination.com or connect with me at snarkyrainbows.com. We have to go to get there. You have to make a move to get to where you want to go. You have to take action if you're going to arrive. Now, it helps to have people around you that are cheering you on, and it helps to have people that are encouraging you, but you are the only one that can go. It's important that you not only understand that you have to be the one to do it, but that you recognize how to do it. There is no other person on this earth just like you. You were designed on purpose and for a purpose. And you were designed for such a time as this. Every piece of you is there to create the complete package. But what are the elements of you? I mean, have you ever really thought about all that has gone into weaving the perfect tapestry of you? Part of understanding the what of your place and purpose is to accept the design of you. You have to know what's in your toolbox, the toolbox of you, to know and accept who you are. So first, examine the elements of you right there at arm's length. Your hands are like nobody else, and your hands can do things no other people can do. So hold up your hand and hold up your hands and turn them from front to back. Take a moment to really appreciate the details of the design. Even the markings on your hands are unique to your hands. Now stretch your hands. Press each finger forward and backward one at a time, breathing a deep breath each time you do. Appreciate your hands. Now make a list of all the things that those hands can do and those hands have done. The second thing is to look beyond your hands and think about your DNA, the building blocks of you. Go to the mirror and look at how your DNA has constructed someone that is not like anyone else. Bend and stretch and twist, slowly appreciating all that you, your body, can do. Now, list your qualities and attributes that make you unique. The third thing is to expand your vision to the world. The Earth itself, the place where you are, is located around 993 million miles from the sun, but if it were just a little bit closer, the Earth would disintegrate. We'd all burn up. A little bit further away, and we'd all freeze. The rotation of the Earth allows the whole world to get sun so that the distribution of life is more even. The amount of nitrogen and oxygen is just the perfect amount we need to breathe. And that exact mixture doesn't happen anywhere else that we know of yet. The moon controls the tides. The tides clean the ocean. And the stars act as the calendar. The Earth and all that it is was designed by a designer. And that same designer crafted you. The fourth thing is to review the list that you created during the first week of the Place in Purpose series. Now, if you haven't yet created your list, then you can catch up on the past episodes at growinghoperadio.com or just email me if you have questions at radio@katherinelang.com or at contact@growinghoperadio.com. But it's interesting to work through the list of all the things that make up the unique you. From what you love to do, to what you've learned to do, to what others say you can do, to, you know, the natural gifts and talents, and so forth and so on. The more you list, the more you realize just how unique you really are. And finally, embrace the unique you. Take it all in, stir it around if need be, and see how it settles in your heart and mind. And then, just embrace it. Embrace who you are. Embrace your uniqueness. When you make an effort to adore the unique you, then you will be able to stand against the demands that come from the world to conform to the way they say. I was involved with a group that declared they wanted change. They wanted to expand and to grow and to be more than they already were. They knocked down the first suggestion of what could be done because it was too big and it was too far outside the box. They knocked down the second idea because it was not the way they had done it in the past. They knocked down the third idea because it wasn't like what those other groups were doing. In the end, they didn't change. They are the same now as they were then, only they're a little older and more tired because of all the energy they've been expending trying to change without changing. When it comes to living your life, it is possible to get caught up in that same kind of loop because you're trying to do what others have done or what others are doing or what they say you have to do. But when you accept the uniqueness of you, then it becomes a little easier to pursue things in your unique way or to find the unique path you need to walk. So examine the toolbox of you. Look at your hands. See beyond your hands to your DNA. Expand your vision to the world. Review your unique qualities and elements. And practice embracing the unique you. Now, I always knew that I was unique, or I thought I knew I was unique, or I thought I knew the unique me. I had a plan for my life. I had a path that I wanted to walk. But looking back now, I realized that I knew more that I wanted to walk a different path than I actually knew my path. And I wanted to do things a unique way. Although some might say I was attempting to do things the hard way. Because I was, those same people will tell you I was too stubborn to listen to somebody else. But I didn't know the unique me. Not as well as I needed to in order to weather the storms, because storms are going to happen. I had not taken the time and I had not invested the effort to really know the designer. Instead, I was okay to default to the ideas and suggestions of the people around me. And please always remember, people, they're sometimes flawed. So you have to confirm your steps with the designer and not rely on people, his creations, to tell you what to do. because of where I got with my directions, I ended up lost more than a time or two, and there were a few times when I saw that pavement end road sign, and I completely ignored it. Ended up in a bay somewhere, a mess everywhere on me and everybody else. But the more I got to know my unique design, and the more I invested in knowing the designer, the closer I came and the bolder I became in walking out the unique me. So what's in your toolbox? Take the time to open it up and examine all that is there, and then you will be a little bit closer to embracing the uniqueness of you. You are truly unique in all the world. But until you understand and embrace that uniqueness, you will struggle in your journey. Until you truly hold tight to the uniqueness that you are, you will be subject to being tossed around by the whims of the world. Growing Hope needs to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to settle up today's unique you focus with a daily challenge. Do you know why you are here? Do you know what to do with that idea? Do you understand how to put legs to that what? Do you have a plan for when you will do it all? A Place in Purpose offers some tips and suggestions for finding your answers to these questions and then discovering the path to pursue the finish line with boldness. Purchase your copy of Place in Purpose by visiting www.katherinelang.com. I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Katherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Katherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com. That's HOPEBOOST. And sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, the Unique You Embracing Edition. I am Katherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows. You can join me over at snarkyrainbows.com for a daily dose of twisted encouragement and hope. The journey into your possibility living begins and ends with you. It begins with you because you're the only one that can make it happen. You make it happen when you understand you and you follow your unique path to make it happen. It ends with you because you are the only one that fits into that place and purpose. To get there, you have to know you and you have to be willing to invest in your uniqueness. So today's challenge is to get to that place of understanding and willingness. 1, write an I am statement about who you are. For instance, I am a natural born encourager, daring others to step into big dream living and possibility pursuit one unique little bit at a time. That's one of my I am statements. So what are yours? 2, write out an I will statement for each of your I am statements. For instance, I will invest in others with intentional actions, attitudes, and words. This is one of my I will statements. What will you do to fulfill your I am? It is all right there, crafted for you and waiting for you. Even better, you were crafted specifically to fill the unique place in purpose that you were called to live. You were made for it, and it was made for you. Now live it. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I look forward to hearing from you about your journey to live out your place and purpose. Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or by visiting snarkyrainbows.com. If you want to learn more about place and purpose, visit harnessyourwhy.com. Make today a day that you embrace who you are uniquely designed to be. so that you can begin the journey to live your best life. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.